Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection, our daily ritual, our discipline, something that we do each and every day. We take the time, you and me, two like-minded individuals who are passionate, not just about bodybuilding and training, but building an overall better quality of life. Here we are, we're trying to figure out this game, this challenge, this puzzle, this combination lock to continually ask ourselves, what do we really want in life? If we could not fail, if we could experience everything in life that we really want, hey, we only have so much time on this planet. We are going to have to make the best use of our time. So we might as well go for what we really want, right? We have to continually ask ourselves, what is it that we really want? And not settle for what we think we can get or what's available to us. We'll find a way when we stop and really think about what we want. Then we're going to work backwards and make sure that we have the mindset, we have the thinking patterns of someone who will eventually achieve that quality of life, achieve that physique, those emotions, those material things, those accomplishments. It starts with our thoughts, right? And that's what this is for. We take the time to just think about things in life. And then those thoughts lead to action, hopefully consistent action every single day, working towards that place in life where we really want to be. Again, this is the time where we just put on the earphones, you download this podcast, and you just think about those things. And it works in the back of our mind all throughout the day. All throughout the day, there's going to be something that I've said or something that I said that stimulated thought in you that comes up in your mind over and over again. That's when you know this is working. You and I, we're building trust. Maybe something that we've been lacking in our lives, we haven't worked on developing. Maybe we depended way too much on ourselves. And you know that every single day that you can click on skiplacour.com, you can click on iTunes, you can click on the bodybuilding.com message board, and you know this Morning Connection podcast is going to be there for you, so you can spend this time together. You can trust that I'm not going to let you down. Every single day, 62 days in a row, we're building that trust that you can count on somebody, and that's me. Most importantly, and this is something that a lot of people don't really think about, you know, you know that this is something that you should be doing. You know this is makes you feel good and is pointing you in the right direction, and you're taking action steps. You've committed to making this your morning ritual, and you follow through 62 days in a row. You're building trust in yourself. You're proving that you're not just saying, oh, I want to do something, then you do it for a little while, and then you lose interest. So when the next thing comes around, when you get all excited, you kind of curb your enthusiasm because you're not quite sure if you're really going to follow through. You've let yourself down in the past, and so you can't get excited about the next thing. And if you don't have that excitement for the next thing, if you don't go into, set your sights on something and go into it that, man, I'm going to do this, I cannot fail, you go into it very passively, you curb your enthusiasm, man, you're going to have a hard time when you go through the challenges of life. You need that enthusiasm, but you can't have that enthusiasm if you don't follow through, you don't trust yourself. So every single time that you listen to this Morning Connection podcast, you're building more trust in yourself. You're building trust in other people because Skip doesn't let you down. You're building trust in yourself. And little by little, you develop that mindset that I've identified over the years of my own personal experience and dealing with people just like us for so many years in this bodybuilding and fitness world, that this is something we probably lack. We depend way too much on ourselves and not enough on other people to help us get to where we want to go in life. And we create win-win situations. This isn't just about us, and it's just not about them, right? How effective has that been in the past where you just give, 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 and you don't get it back, right? It's about creating win-win situations. And dealing with other people, it's a skill set. You have to go into it. How can I create this win-win situation? And there are, it's a skill set. Some things I talk about in the Man Formation program extensively. How to develop that skill set, just like working out in the gym. There's strategies and mindset involved. And you're not going to get on that path towards mastery of effectively dealing with other people if you put no value in it, right? If you put no value, hey, I'm going to do this by myself, you're going to have a real hard time. So that's one of the many benefits of you checking in, listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single day. Hey, thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my bodybuilding supplement line, my highest quality bodybuilding supplement line, my sports nutrition line. And you don't have to be some big stud bodybuilder with all these big muscles to take Mass Machine Nutrition and develop that healthy, strong, great-looking physique. It's for all of us who are moving in that direction, no matter what your level of experience is. It doesn't matter really how long you've been in the gym. My Mass Machine Nutrition supplements will help you reach your health and fitness goals. Thank you so much for liking, sharing, retweeting, telling your friends about this Morning Connection podcast and Mass Machine Nutrition and all about this Skip LaCour guy who's crazy passionate about connecting with you every single day and going on this journey of life with you. I really appreciate it. This base of people just like us is growing organically, without advertising, and I really appreciate what you're doing to help the process. I really love you guys who are liking all of my posts, and you're sharing it, and you're plugging in your Facebook friends' names so that they can draw attention to the podcast, to the post, to the tip, right? I really love that. Love seeing that. Thank you so much. Man, what do you have going on this weekend? Where are you at in life? Are you directed and focused? You're working towards some specific goal, or are you still trying to figure that out? And I'll tell you, right now, I'm focused. I've got this vision that I constantly am redefining, making even more clear. But as I do that though, I can't help but look back on times in my life, as little as 5 years ago, right, where, man, I got up every single morning, I thought I was focused and directed, and I thought I was working hard. Man, I look back, and it's like, wow, man, I wasted so much time. I wasted so much time because I didn't have the thinking pattern that I have today, the things that I share with you today. And I wasted so much time I can't get back, in time I would desperately love to have now, because I am in a phase of my life where, man, I'm just working every minute that I can, where I can physically focus, right? And even that, I'll pick out jobs where I'm most alert, most productive. Maybe that's, for me, that's early in the morning, but I still have to keep on hammering away at 7 o'clock sometimes. And so I pick out maybe something that isn't so taxing. I mean, I have to be so efficient with my time and energy. And I've got a loving wife. I've got a great family with my daughter. And got to spend time with them. I want it all. And I'm willing to work really hard. There's so little time. And so, you know, my plan is I'm going to kind of go in this rat-tat-tat, you know, this shotgun manner, just working hard, boom, 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 boom. But, you know, I've talked to my wife where the first of the year comes, actually before that, I mean, we're going to broaden our thoughts, our vision. Because again, it's like, man, no matter what you think you've accomplished, what you think you've done, I'll speak for myself, no matter how hard you think you work, how productive you are, you know, I'm realizing more and more how process driven I am. And by that, I mean that, you know, I'm really into the article I write or the post or the individual podcast like this one. You know, getting great letters from you. And all those things are great. All those things are important. But I'm realizing that I need to set my sights more on what is the overall picture that I want for my family, myself, my family's family. Because that's why you do all this stuff, right? And the great letter that you get, or the great podcast that particular day, or the great post on Facebook, or I don't know, great email newsletter, or even individual a month of Mass Machine Nutrition sales, or you know, creating more value in Results University like I'm doing right now. I mean, all those things are awesome. They're great. I work hard to create that win-win situation and provide value for you. At the same time, if I get so caught up in those little things where I'm going, yeah, touchdown, yeah, I nailed it. Wow, look at this. Too much, I'm going to lose sight of the big picture, where if you focus on the big picture, the results, all those things will fill in themselves. And here's the other thing, is that you may not be allocating your time and energy in the right place, and you're accomplishing things, the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and they feel real good, but you're missing that big picture, where if you focus on the big picture, you might choose a whole bunch of other things that, you know, can feel good, that can help other people, but they'll take you in a direct path, a more direct path than just accomplishing all these things to get to your bigger picture. And it's just amazing, the thing about life. And so I'll tell you, if you're 21 years old, you're 25 years old, I don't care, 35 years old, and you're listening to this podcast, and you're grinding yourself so much and thinking, wow, I should have accomplished more. I should have more things in my life. Things aren't going as quickly as I want. I'll tell you, just have that poise and patience. Keep chipping away. Keep on listening to this Morning Connection podcast, because I felt that probably every single day of my life, my entire life. And as you can tell, I feel like a 19-year-old kid with my whole life in front of me, with all the things I want to accomplish, this crazy enthusiasm. It never ends when you have the right mindset. And you're never going to get there, because you just want more, or you want more dimension and more texture. Sure, during those times, I've had times where I went, ooh, this is cool, you know, stop and smell the roses in my accomplishment. It hasn't been just total grind. Okay, but it's in the game. And I use these words for a reason. You know, because words have meaning, and the meaning that you attach to them creates an emotional reaction. You know, I don't usually, I've made a conscious attempt, I don't call life a grind. You know, it's, or, well, life is tough. I don't even use those words. I what do I say? I say life is a challenge. It's a game. It's a jigsaw puzzle. It's a combination lock that you're constantly trying to figure out. I do that for a reason. So when you have a challenge or a game or a puzzle, you're going to go about it a lot differently, with a lot different mindset than life is a challenge. Life is a grind. Life's a bitch, right? So again, if you're younger and you're thinking that you should make, just realize this is all part of the process. Just keep on keeping on, keep on plugging away, and really focus on those results, and keep evaluating, you know, the process every step along the way. And this Morning Connection podcast can really help you do this. We're going through it together, you and I, no matter what our age difference may be, no matter what we have or have not accomplished, what our values, they might be slightly different, even though we're kind of moving in the same direction. We're going through this together. And I really enjoy spending this time with you, figuring it out with you. Hey, so let's go through our daily discipline, our exercise that we do every single day. Hey, what was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you, all right? Now, every single day isn't going to be some monumental day where you just do something earth-shattering, right? But there's always going to be that thing, that one thing, at least that one thing, that you stretch yourself a little bit farther than you thought you were going to do, and it impresses even you. That's how you build self-confidence. You continually do those things every single day, a little thing, a big thing, or something in between. So what was it for you that you stretched yourself, you impressed even you, even with your high standards? And, you know, the second part of that question is, when you actually did that yesterday, did you know that was going to be the thing? When you look back on your day today, that was going to be the thing. You knew, you impressed yourself, you took inventory, you took it all in, and appreciated yourself right at the time that you accomplished that. And then what was the cool moment where you said, wow, man, life is good. And all this grinding away, all listening to this Skip LaCour talk on and on and on and on and on and on and on this Morning Connection podcast. Man, something's working. Man, what a great day. What a great wife. What a great girlfriend. What a great physique. What a great gym I work in. Man, the people are so nice. What a great meal. So fortunate to be able to, you know, go out to have this meal. What a nice comment from a friend. What a great mom I have. What was that cool moment for you yesterday? And did you realize that at the time? Because when you start realizing that, man, hey, I just impressed myself with doing that. I'm glad I pushed myself. I've been putting this off. Man, awesome. Good for me, right? Or you notice those cool moments and you're kind of debating, hey, man, I've had so many cool moments today. I don't know which one I'm going to say when Skip ask me this on the Morning Connection podcast. When you start thinking that way, man, this stuff is really working, and I want that for you, right? Send me some emails at skip@skiplacour.com. Tell me how this process is going for you. Tell me if you are catching yourself impressing yourself. Tell me if you are catching yourself really taking in and appreciating those cool moments. Hey, I'm running a little contest from now, right now, when you hear this, until Sunday, all right, tomorrow night at midnight. And if you go to my thread on the bodybuilding.com forum, right, and if you're listening to this on iTunes, hey, if you're on iTunes, go ahead and put a nice comment down there so everybody knows about it. Click 5 stars if you're there on iTunes. But if you're on iTunes, or you're on skiplacour.com or Facebook, you're listening to this podcast, you can click this particular podcast or a lot of the podcasts, and you can see the link to my thread on the bodybuilding.com message board. And from now until tomorrow night at midnight, if you ask the best question on that thread, you can just, you know, see on my thread, there's like 723,000 views. There's 315 pages. I've spent a lot of time answering questions about bodybuilding, training, fitness, man formation, alpha leadership strategies, life, and videos and podcasts like this one, short answers, long answers. But, you know, if you go there and you ask the best question, judged by me, you can win my $197 Results University comprehensive bodybuilding and training course with my man formation alpha leadership strategies. That Results University digital download library course, boy, I tell you, you guys are finding the value in that. So many students enrolling in that. 26 hours of video, 23 hours of audio, and bonuses and workbooks, plus the 11 and a half hours of the man formation alpha male leadership course. I'm packaging it all together for you so you can become the total package. You can be your very best both inside and outside of the gym. And I've even just recently added even more value because I want to guide you through the process with conversational, less structured, less formal type of coaching, bro-to-bro talk every step along the way. So Sunday night, I'm going to do a half-hour podcasted lesson. We're going to talk for 20 minutes about bodybuilding and training and 10 minutes about man formation. And it's not just repeating the material. It's, you know, it's adding dimension and flavor and texture to make the process even more enjoyable, add even more distinction. So there's so much value. You can win my Results University course just by asking the best questions. So click the links and ask a question. Don't worry about if somebody's asked it before. It really doesn't matter. All right, so you want to win Results University? Go there right now. So, you know, you ever look at those top 10 lists on the internet? It's like, here are the top 10 reasons to do this or don't do that or whatever. I don't know if you guys ever click those. Those are nice things to click on from Facebook or wherever. And I look at those and they're, I would say 9 times out of 10, I'm very, very disappointed with the top 10 things or whatever. And I'm sort of coming to the conclusion that this is a little method to draw attention to a website, to draw traffic. And so they'll come up with, you know, a big fancy thing that may relate to you, and here are the top 10 reasons. And usually when you click and you go there, it's really the most obvious stuff, or someone really didn't put a lot of thought into it. It was just a way for you to click the link. They're more focused on the headline and feeling a need that you might have more than they spend on the content itself. And so it just makes me realize that they're really not worried about changing the world with their content. They're just trying to drive traffic to this website. But I did run into one that I found interesting that I kind of wanted to talk about. And it was the top 5 regrets of the dying. And this was a nurse has recorded the most common regrets of the dying. And among the top ones is a wish that I hadn't worked so hard. What would your biggest regret be if this was your last day of life? All right. And so I kind of went through these. I'll kind of go through these. I'll put the link to this on this podcast. Number one, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected me of me. So number one was, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. I don't know. That one's interesting. You got to remember something. I mean, when you're about dead and gone, it's a lot different perspective when, you know, you're in the grind, you're trying to figure things out like you and I are trying to figure things out. You win some, you lose some. But you're working towards your way of figuring things out, right? When under your deathbed, you have no more time left. I mean, that's a whole different perspective. I don't know. I just look at it. Well, what does exactly that mean? Do people consciously live a life that's true to other people and not to themselves? And, you know, if you really were sold on the life that you want to live, you weren't figuring out, taking so long to figure it out, then you must not be sold on it, right? And what, y'all, again, when you have a deadline in life in anything, that's when you really use all of your mental, emotional, physical abilities to figure stuff out, right? So when you're on your deathbed, that's a little too late to figure out how you should live your life, right? What if you could right now have that sense of urgency? Because when you can sell yourself on who you are, what you're all about, you know, you're not going to blame it on other people that you're living the way what they expected of you. The reason why you may be living whatever your perception is that according to what others expect of you, that's your assumption of what they expect of you. And you're just not strong enough in your frame. You haven't sold yourself on what you should do. I am sure there are so many things in your life that you do that, I don't know, people think you're crazy for putting so much effort or energy in. Maybe it's your working out. I don't know. That you could really care less what they think because you've sold yourself, you know, on the way you want to live your life. All right. So if you're so worried about what other people think and you think they expect you to live a certain way, that's on you because you haven't sold yourself. And that's the great thing about this Morning Connection podcast. We're constantly evaluating what we want because when we're strong in our frame, we don't even notice that people expect us to live any other way. Isn't that true? Number two is, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. Boy, I tell you, yeah, I guess that's nice, but you know, if you work hard, and more than working hard, you've heard me talk on this podcast, working hard, that should not be a standard you should try to live up to, because first of all, working hard is too subjective. That's just your opinion, right? Working efficiently you know, knowing what your result is, like I talked about at the beginning of this podcast, really focusing on your result can help you go backwards and work more efficiently and do the things that are actually going to get you to that place in life that you've taken the time to really define. And maybe you don't have to work so hard. Or maybe you work so hard and you're not getting anywhere. I'll agree with that one. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I had focused in on my results and my vision, and I stepped back and I worked more efficiently and effectively and more elegantly and more in a streamlined manner because I took the time to really focus on the result that I really wanted and not work so hard. But you guys got to work hard. I mean, you got to prove that to yourself. Whatever that means, you got to put in that effort to feel good about yourself, that you push yourself, that you challenge yourself in this game. You know, if you want to, I don't know, define that as working hard, but I'll tell you, not being able to provide for your family, not getting the best health care possible because you can't afford it, having to live without any options in life because you didn't do what it takes to provide those options for yourself. I don't know if you define that as working hard, but I'm not quite sure that might be the best way to look at it. So I'll kind of give them that. Not work so hard, but work efficiently. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. Yeah, that's a good one, I guess. But again, you know, all of this that I see is not being clear about what you want and then not being sold yourself, not what other people think, not being sold on the path that you're taking. Because it's easy to express your feelings if you really believe in what you feel. You're not so worried about what people think. Number four, I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. Yeah, I mean, people, connection, very important. Not sure about that one. I guess it's how you define friends. There's so many definitions of friends. You know, to me, family would be more important than friends. You can only have so much time to connect with so many people. Personally, you know, from a guy who, you know, avoided real intimacy and real connection and was this locked away bodybuilder with all this accomplishment and achievement for so long, I had a lot of friends. It was very wide, right? But not very deep, right? Friends, that could be your best friend from high school or that could be your Facebook friend. I mean, that's very vague, and it's what it means to me. I'd rather have depth and intimacy and having that courage to even know what that means and then go for it. I'd rather have more depth and intimacy with family first and then friends second. But, you know, it's just connection. I mean, I guess it's just whatever a person wants. And then I wish I had let myself be happier. What does that mean? This is a surprisingly common one. Many did not realize until the end that happiness is a choice. They had stayed stuck in old patterns and habits. The so-called comfort of familiarity overflowed into their emotions as well as in their physical lives. Fear of change had them pretending to others and to themselves that they were content. Ah, that's a good one. When deep within, they long to laugh properly and have the silliness in their lives again. Yeah, interesting stuff. What do you guys think about those? I mean, that's what we're working hard to do. So right now, with all these things that we're doing, that we are not going to go to our grave with all these. And taking this half hour or so every single day, the more we get in that pattern of this thinking and then appreciating the momentum and the progress that we've made. How much progress have you made in the last 62 days, do you feel? Have you stopped? Have you taken inventory of that, right? It's us pushing ourselves. It's thinking about these things, you know, every single day, devoting that time to ourselves, investing in ourselves, sharpening that saw, you know, so it's those type of things, actually taking action. Every single day, like you're doing by listening to this podcast, that's what's going to prevent us from, you know, going to our deathbed with some of these regrets. So keep on listening. I appreciate you. You know, have a great Saturday, and we'll connect again tomorrow. Have a great day.